Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, boys and girls, to Utopia. That's right, boys and girls. My name's Tom. I am your host for Fantasy Football Huddle. And as usual, if you've tuned in for the balance, then you know that coming up right up here, right after this show, the balance will join us live. Welcome to Fantasy Football Huddle, boys and girls. It has been a week in the NFL.
The Minnesota Vikings have selected Randy Moss.
Well, before I get to questions, man, I'd like to say something.
Everybody, one clap.
For your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home for your 84 jerseys out. This is going to be a fun ride. This is going to be a fun ride.
Everybody, one clap.
I'm going to play when I want to play. I'm gonna say what I wanna say.
I say anything stupid today.
My role is to take the ball deep, take the top off the defense. Take the ball deep, take the top off the defense.
If I can't get to it, nobody can get to it.
I don't shine shoes, I don't tape ankles, I don't cut checks.
Great cash, homie.
I don't shine shoes, I don't tape ankles, I don't cut checks.
Great cash, homie. Everybody, one clap, one clap. One clap.
Pull your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home. Pull your 84 jerseys out.
We're made to play. You can print it. I don't care how you put it on your ink.
Everybody, one clap.
I'm going to play when I want to play. I'm going to say what I want to say. Do what I want to do. Next question.
You're looking at this opportunity to revitalize your career.
I don't need to revitalize nothing. Everybody know who I am. This probably will be my last year here as a Patriot. You guys tell the people, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that. Are you gonna come out today, Moss? This, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that, Moss this, Moss that. Pull your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home, pull your 84 jerseys out. This is gonna be a fun ride. This is gonna be a fun ride.
Everybody, one clap.
I'm gonna play when I wanna play. I'm gonna say what I wanna say. Do what I wanna do. Do what I wanna do. You know, I am human. I do have emotions like everybody else.
And in case you have not heard, in case you've been hiding under that proverbial rock, that's right. Do not adjust your televisions. Randy Moss, yet again, has made another change that's absolutely true. All the news reports are true.
Adam, what more can you tell us? Do we have a landing spot for Randy Moss?
Troy, we have a winner in the Randy Moss sweepstakes. He is going to the Tennessee Titans. The Titans have claimed Randy Moss. That means that the Oakland Raiders, Miami Dolphins, St. Louis Rams, Seattle Seahawks, and every other team that considered the possibility of claiming Randy Moss did not. Tennessee now gets Randy Moss, which is something that very much pleases him. That was one of the places he was hoping to go. He does plan to report there. The Titans have been targeting Randy Moss because they wanted him to help stretch the defenses so they didn't see so many eight men in the box against Chris Johnson. But Randy Moss is going to be a Tennessee Titan.
All right, Adam, great stuff. Thank you very much. So Randy Moss does indeed go to the Tennessee Titans. On one sense, guys, this makes a lot of sense. Kenny Britt, their deep threat, is out for perhaps an indefinite, an extended period of time with a hamstring injury. I see a smile on your face, Herm. You were talking about a coach where you got to respect the title and respect the man behind the title. Jeff Fisher's that guy.
Absolutely right. And if you're a Tennessee Titan fan, guess what? Your football team got a lot better offensively because now you got a problem.
Yeah.
You got that little guy in the backfield.
Chris Johnson.
And he's a pretty good player last time I checked.
Not bad.
You got Randy Moss sitting outside. As a defensive coordinator, you got problems.
You're trying to figure this thing out.
And you know, and now with all this being said, that locker room, But not only the locker room, more important, the head coach. The head coach will have a great conversation with Randy Moss and let him know exactly where he stands.
Mark, you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, there's one guy in this league, nobody's more tenured than Jeff Fisher.
He was there when there weren't even the Tennessee Titans. He goes back to the Houston Oilers.
And he's one guy that usually you say after that much time in one place, a lot of people tune you out. Nobody tunes him out. He is as respected in this league as anybody who's ever coached in this league, Jeff Fisher. And I guarantee you, Randy Moss is going to come in there, and Jeff Fisher will demand that he respects him because he's earned that respect throughout his tenure in the National Football League. And you're absolutely right about taking pressure off Chris Johnson. I mean, can you imagine running that side? You know that safety's not coming down on that side, right? I mean, you know you're going to have a side there where you don't have safety help. So it's really going to help their overall offense.
And let's be honest, Chris Johnson could use the help. He's coming off a game where he just had 15 carries for 59 yards, and 29 yards of them were on one unbelievable run where he started right, went back to the left. But whatever we've seen from Chris Johnson in 2010 is not the same Chris Johnson we saw in 2009. And just keep this in mind. You mentioned Jeff Fisher and the respect he has in that locker room. Remember, just the last year, Tennessee Titans started 0-6. They finished 8-8. Nobody in that locker room gave up on their head coach. Yep. Jeff Fisher kept him in the season.
All right, boys and girls. Well, I'm sure we've all had enough of the Randy Moss saga by now. But then he has to be the most interesting player in the league right now. I would definitely say that. It's too bad interesting doesn't score you fantasy points, though. Moss has to run another route off a team to this season yet again, but lands in Tennessee. Good match, a matchup for him. Hopefully Jeff Fisher can calm his Jets down a little bit. Wasn't able to happen in New England. Wasn't able to happen in Minnesota. I have my doubts that it's going to happen down there in Tennessee, but we will see. At a place where the running ball has been the key to winning, the Titans have run the ball 235 times compared to 209 passing attempts. But then again, they haven't had a receiver like Moss in their lineup. So we will see what happens with Mr. Randy Moss, boys and girls. Well, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Football Huddle. My name's Tom. I am your host. And coming up here at 8:30 today will be The Balance. And my partner in crime, that redneck from Philly, Kevin, will join us at that point. And we'll break down all the NCAA. We'll talk a little bit about them Giants winning the World Series. Who would have ka-dunk that one? I tell you what, not even me. I will say, right, I said right here last week and chimed up on the Rangers. I thought this was going to be a good year for them. It was a good run for them. And certainly all hats go off to the Texas Rangers for such a great season that they have. But we'll get into that more in the balance. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, Fantasy Football Week. I tell you what, each and every week it gets a little bit more interesting in the NFL. And it gets a little bit more strategic to play your fantasy teams. Now we're talking injuries, we're talking trades. Obviously, Randy Moss is now in the situation there where he's a fantasy stud, and we'll see how he does down there in Tennessee. Like we know, Britt is hurt, so this could be a good opportunity. If you don't have Randy Moss, I'm not sure what kind of league that you're in, because somebody has him and somebody's got him up for trade, probably. Maybe if you make the right offer to him. So we'll see what's going on. Guys, we'll be right back right here on the Fantasy Football Huddle, and we're going to break down who to start, who to set, and who's going to be in your fantasy lineup right here on the Huddle.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Do you like what you hear on The Balance in Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?
Well, that might be true, but ladies and gentlemen, you are with Tom. I am calling the shots in this huddle, and I'm going to tell you, if you listen in the huddle, you'll do well on the field. I can guarantee you that. This week, if you got bye weeks, you got the Broncos, Jacksonville, San Francisco, St. Louis. Oh, wait for it. Tennessee's on a bye, so which means you've got another week to wait to see what happens with Mr. Randy Moss and also the Redskins. So that means Kyle Orton, David Gerard, Troy Smith, Sam Bradford, Vince Young, Kerry Collins, and Donovan McNabb are, yep, benched. All right, guys, so who do you start? Who's the quarterbacks who will outperform this week? I'm going to tell you, here's who you go with. If you've got Josh Freeman, I tell you what, he is quietly turning into a pretty good QB. He's completing 60% of his passes, averages 219 yards per game, and has 8 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. Get him. Start him. This week is a good week to start Josh Freeman. Jay Cutler, going to be down there in Buffalo. Cutler missed a game due to an injury, so his total yards ranked him 18th in the league. But for the yards per game, he's 10th overall with 247. So go ahead and give Jay Cutler a start this week. Matt Ryan playing Tampa Bay down there. Ryan is good for 245 yards and almost 2 touchdowns per game while averaging less than 1 interception per game and completing 62% of his passes. Tampa Bay has given up 210 yards and 2 touchdowns per game and has allowed the second most pass plays of 40-plus yards. So if you've got Matt Ryan, make sure that you play him. All right, guys, I know we haven't talked much about him here in the huddle because he hasn't been around. We haven't seen what the Big Ben can do down there in Steelerland. But we know what the Big Ben can do, and he's going to be in Cincinnati. And the Steelers are 29th in passing offense, and it's been a different story in 3 games with that Big Ben has started. Roethlisberger is averaging 251 yards and 2 touchdowns per game and has a QB rating of 103.4. Start the boy. Start Big Ben down there in Cincinnati. You'll see. You'll get yourself some fantasy points. Now, here's who I'm going to tell you to bench. These are the quarterbacks that, this is the huddle. We huddle around. I tell you the shots to call. This is who you need to set. Listen to Tom when I tell you to set Matthew Bradford. I said Bradford. I meant Stafford. It's been one of those mornings. It's still early. Stafford has a nice game in his return from injury against the Redskins last week. But this week, the defense is stout. The Jets give up 218 yards per game, which is about average, and only have 5 interceptions and 15 sacks. But they allow the 7th lowest quarterback rating, and they're the only team in the NFL to allow under 50% quarterback completion percentage. So, Matthew Stafford, set the boy. Speaking of another Matthew, Matt Hasselbeck. Hasselbeck and his misfit group of wide receivers only average 201 yards per game. He has had more interceptions, make that the big 7, than TDs. 6. I don't know. That just seems to me to be a little bit off balance. Get sacked. He's the 2nd most in the league. And Seattle has no vertical passing game. Yep, I definitely would not be playing Matt Hasselbeck this week when he's going up against them Giants. This is, though, the week of Matt's, I'm going to tell you what. And I tell you what, though, I like Matt Cassel. He's going to be down there in Oakland, but I think this is a good week to set him. You should set him. Cassel's ranked as the fifth QB in the league and gets you just 171 yards a game. He is just he has a few big plays, and I do like him. Like I said, he's a guy that I like. I've got him on my personal fantasy team, but this week I think that you need to set him. Also, John Kitna. Against the Giants, he struggled except for two late TDs. Against the Jaguars, he was a great big four interceptions. So, which Kitna will show up for this game? Will he show up again this week against Green Bay? I'm sorry, I've got a frog in my throat today. One of those days, I tell you, last night the wife and I went to a comedy club and went to a live taping of the Trial by Laughter. Funny, funny, funny stuff. I laughed so hard, I screamed, I hollered, and I about lost my voice. So, but we had a good evening. It's always good to get out with the wife and have a good time with her. Let's move over to your running backs. I'm going to tell you guys, again, remember Denver, Jacksonville, San Francisco, St. Louis, Tennessee, and Washington are all on byes. So that means Maurice Jones-Drew, Frank Gore, Steven Jackson, Chris Johnson, and Ryan Tulane are all benched this week. So, of course, start your studs. You know, Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, Maurice Jones-Drew. But keep in mind, those bye weeks, you've got to adjust your strategy accordingly, okay? So, I tell you what, I did not go in the season liking LT, but I do like him in this game against Detroit. The Lions' 27th ranked run defense gives up 130 yards per game. They also allow the third most rushing TDs to give at least one big play per game. So go ahead and start LaDainian Tomlinson against the Lions. And they're at the Lions. Michael Turner, I tell you what, Tampa Bay sports the 30th ranked run defense in the league and gives up 149 yards per game. They gave up one big play and allow most yards per rush in the NFL. Michael Turner is the 10th in the league, averaging 84 yards and one big play per game. You got Michael Turner. Go ahead and start him this week. I also like another Mr. Matthew Forte with Chicago. He's doing something, and I think he's going to do something out there in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills have the worst run defense in the league, kids. They give up only 200 yards per game, and on the ground, 189. They allow over one touchdown and over one big play per game on an average and have the second worst allowed at a 5.0. So, Mr. Forte, you got him. You start the Forte. Okay, now, save the best for last, right? I tell you what, I hate to pick guys when they're going up against my boys in blue. But I have to be biased in this show because it's the huddle. And I'm going to call the shots. I know everybody out there is a diehard Colt fan like myself. So go ahead and start LeSean McCoy. After struggling on the ground in week 6 and 7, McCoy has got to be licking his lips for this week's matchup against the 28th rated run defense of my boys, the Colts. But they are still finding a way to win games, aren't they? Let's give it up for them Colts. On an average, though, the Colts give up 133 yards and one touchdown per game, as well as the third most YPC at 4.9. McCoy is 16th in the league and will give up 68 yards per game. Now, my partner in crime and redneck from Philly, Kevin, was here. He'd probably be all over Mr. McCoy. Of course, we all know that he hails from Philly. He's our redneck from Philly, and he's an Eagle fan. So we'll see what happens. Running backs, he will underperform this week. That means you need to set them. Best. Javon Best. Is that going to be your best play this week? I would not start him. The Jets' fourth-ranked run defense gives up just 89 yards a game. They've allowed the second-fewest touchdowns to all year and give up the second-fewest points per game. So Best is not your best option. So go ahead and set Best. That would be your best choice, to set Best. Fred Jackson. I tell you what, go ahead and set Fred Jackson on the year. Jackson is averaging 4 YBC, which is good. He only has one touchdown and averages just 41 yards per game, which is not so good. Since Lynch's trade, he's doing better, though, averaging 70 yards per game, but still isn't scoring or useful in the backfield. I go ahead and make sure that you set Mr. Fred Jackson. Just talked about him. Marshawn Lynch going up against the Giants, and we talked about the Seahawks a while ago. The Seahawks had big plans for Lynch, but with his 47 yards per game, one touchdown, and a league low at 2.8 YPC. Yes, 2.8. Nope, that's true. Not making that number up. I don't know what it's true. So yeah, let's see. He's not the stud we thought he was. Go ahead and set him. Cedric Benson. That's right. You heard me. Set Cedric Benson. Benson is 12th in the league with 78 yards per game. Bubba's just two touchdowns and is only averaging 3.8 yards per carry. Come on now. Cedric Benson, put him on your bench. He only has one run over 20 yards all season, and he's struggling with fumbles. Pittsburgh, the number one run defense in the league, is giving up a ridiculous 59 yards per game and just a 2.6 yards per carry. So go ahead and set Cedric Benson. Guys, I appreciate you coming in each and every week here to the huddle. I appreciate you finding us on Facebook. You can search us under The Balance under Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us your emails. Next week we're going to be starting and open up some emails and listening to your feedback and what your fantasy teams are doing. So make sure that if you want your email featured on the mailbag next week, that you send us an email this week at tbalance@ymail.com. All right, boys and girls, let's move over to our wide receivers. Man, again, in case you didn't catch it earlier, Denver, Jacksonville, San Francisco, St. Louis, Tennessee, and Washington Redskins all on a bye. So if you've got a wide receiver that's your stud, then this is a week to set them, because bye means they aren't going to score you points. I saw this in my own personal league last week here on the balances league, and I mean I capitalized on it. I've preached bye, change your bye players. It didn't happen, and I just dominated. So what I'm going to tell you guys, look at your schedule. Take 5 minutes. Look at your schedule. If your player is on a bye, you are not going to score any points because he's at home sitting in the hot tub with the ladies or something. He sure ain't on the ball field. All right. So go ahead and start Lance Moore. They're down there at Carolina. Carolina's pass defense is ranked fifth in the league, allowing 189 yards plus. They have a league low of 6 yards per completion average. So go ahead and start Lance Moore. Percy Harvin down there in the desert this week. Everything about the Cardinals' pass defense screams, I'm just average. So what I'm going to tell you is Percy Harvin's going to capitalize on that. And they're ranked 21st in the league, giving up 231 yards a game in the middle of the pack. And interceptions, TDs allowed, and QB rating allowed. So this is a good week to start Mr. Percy Harvin. Wes Walker, going to be down there in the dog pound. Walker leads the Patriots in receptions and touchdowns and second in yards, and it didn't matter. Here we go again. Let's bring up Randy Moss just one more time today. It didn't matter when Randy Moss was there. It doesn't matter with him gone, replacing him by Deion Branch in a battling hamstring. I tell you what, this is a good week for Wes Walker. Go ahead and start him. He's going to go down to the dog pound, and he is going to let the dogs go home with a loss. So let's go. we'll go ahead and we'll talk about Stucky then. So, the team has the best record in the league and is arguably the worst pass defense in the league. The Patriots' 31st-ranked pass defense gives up 282 yards and two touchdowns per game. They also allow a league worst of 70% quarterback completion percentage and go along with a 93.4 quarterback rating, which is sixth highest in the league. A Cleveland Browns wide receiver is normally not even in consideration. Don't you like how I kind of, that was my lead-in, that was my tease, how I teased you with the Wes Walker thing and jump right into the Stucky thing. So go ahead, give him his 15 seconds of fame. Go ahead and start Stucky. He's been sitting on your bench all year long. It's time to get him in the ball game. Everybody plays. All right. So who to bench? What wide receivers are going to underperform? Mr. Steve Smith. Yes, I'm going to tell you, New Orleans, the Saints, and their third-ranked pass defense give up 179 yards and less than one touchdown per game. They don't cause a lot of turnovers and get a bunch of sacks. So go ahead and bench Steve Smith. Also, bench Kevin Walter. In week two, Kevin Walter hauled in 11 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown against them lowly Redskins pass defense. Since then, he's hauled in 9 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown. This week, he takes on the league's top-ranked pass defense. The Chargers are giving up just 177 yards and one touchdown per game. They also average one interception per game and are second in the league in sacks and fifth in pass completion percentage. Between this very disappointing play and the Chargers' solid defense, you'll want to give up on Walter this week if you haven't already. Come on, boys and girls. Now, you guys are fantasy pros. You guys are professionals out there. You know what you're doing. I'm just the coach. I'm just the voice. I'm just telling you what you need to do each week to get your 100 points. You get 100 points a week, you're gonna beat your competition. In most cases, unless in my situation, I think I lost once this week. Once this year, 125 to 135, ungodly high numbers. So we'll just happen to see what happens. So also, I go ahead and set Steve Johnson. Steve Johnson continues to surprise this year. He's 29th in receiving and tied for 6th in TD catches. He leads Buffalo in receptions and receiving yards. Don't like him. Go ahead and set him. All right, guys, we are coming really close to the end of the huddle this week, and we're going to be coming back here for the balance here, and we should be able to have Mr. Kevin on the air. I think we got him mic'd up. Kevin, my partner in crime, redneck from Philly, are you ready for another exciting week in the NFL?
I am ready, and I am excited for some NFL. There's some good trades that happened, some questionable trades, and it's going to be a good week, with Philly, especially Philly coming to town.
Philly's coming to town. Tell me a little bit about what's coming up on the balance.
Well, what we got coming up, again, like you just mentioned, we are going to talk a little NFL. I will go ahead and cover maybe a little bit of NBA that went on recently. And, of course, the reason the redneck from Philly is here, we'll also cover a little bit of NASCAR.
That's right. And that chase is closing in. The weather's getting bad. It was snowing last night here in Indianapolis, so the chase is coming to an end. So we'll see how that pans out. We're also coming up right up after the break here. We're going to go right into the balance, and we're going to break down, of course, like we do every Saturday, college football. And Kevin, unfortunately, duty calls today, so probably after college football, I'm gonna hand you the reins. I'm gonna pass the torch to the almighty redneck from Philly, and you can finish the show and make sure that you talk a little bit about the Rangers and the Giants, and of course, like we just said, Phillies are Phillies. the Eagles are coming to town, so. We'll see if the Eagle will actually land right here. So it's been good, fellas and boys and girls. Welcome to The Balance. We'll be right back with another exciting episode of The Balance.
You like what you hear on The Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
Well, I don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack.
I'm
very honest assessment. I saw
him. I'm a man. I'm sorry.
Off, and,
I'm not a kid.
Of
his
Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
And welcome to another episode of The Balance. Kevin, are you with us? Are you ready for another week of NFL and a lot of the other exciting stuff in the sports arena?
Yes, I am. It is. I think it's going to be a good week all the way around for sports.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think we covered Randy Moss. Did you hear my Randy Moss mix there?
Yes, I did. For a little, yes.
That was a good one. I heard that on the NFL countdown. I wish I could take credit for producing that, but I heard that on the NFL countdown, and I said, I got to put that one on the show, buddy. Hey, real quickly, guys, I want to talk a little bit about Hall of Fame manager Sparky Anderson. I tell you what, really, if you haven't heard, he passed away this week, Sparky Anderson. If you're a Reds fan, if you're a baseball fan in general, Kevin, Sparky Anderson certainly added a lot to the game of baseball, and it's a kind of a sad year this year. We've seen a lot of big prominent names in baseball pass away, and you know, so a lot of the old school real baseball managers, owners, and so forth have passed away, and you know, of course. if you were ever followed the Reds, you certainly know, you know, who Sparky Anderson is and what he did for that team. You know, the big red machine in back-to-back championships, and won another one in Detroit, and I believe he was the only manager to, and I could be corrected on this, but I believe he was the only manager to ever win a World Series in both the American League and the National League, or at least he was the first manager to win a World Series in both leagues. I don't think maybe he was the only. Maybe he was. We're going to do some research on that. I think that he may have been the only and the first manager to lead two franchises in his career to Super Bowl wins. In my opinion, and of course, you know, I'm a Cardinal fan. I love Tony La Russa, and there's a lot of great managers out there. But Sparky, by far, was one of the best managers around. That growing up, and if you remember the Big Red Machine with the Reds, Kevin, I'm sure you do remember Johnny Bench and Pete Rose, and you know all of the great back in the 70s and so forth. So. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Sparky's family, and of course the entire baseball community and fans mourn the loss of Sparky Anderson. So, Kevin, are we ready to move on to the NCAA? What do we got moving in, going into, you know, real quickly, what I want to do is, and I apologize, I got off schedule here a little bit, but I did want to make sure that I also point out the fact of the loss of the young Decline Sullivan, I believe, who with Notre Dame, which was filming a practice,
yes,
lost his life tragically here in South Bend, Indiana, when a wind knocked over the crane that he was filming the practice on, and I know that he was 20 years old. He was a student. He was a videographer. He was killed on the 27th when his hydraulic lift was toppled over, and when he was filming some football practice. The National Weather Service had said, I guess there was gusts of winds up to 51 miles an hour, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Sullivan family as well on that. So, got all that tragic news over, Kevin. Are we ready to talk some football?
We're ready.
All right. What do we got on our plate today for Saturday football? College football. Of course, we've got to open up with the Big Ten. Big Ten game of the week. What's going on in the Big Ten, Kevin?
Well, trying to specify Big Ten right now. I was just reading the, trying to see if there's any updates on it. The Cam Newton from Auburn. I don't know if you've read or if you've heard, but there's now a big question on whether he is taking money or not to play down at Auburn.
Well,
so,
I haven't heard the – go ahead, Kevin.
And according to what he was saying when he was just getting on the bus, you know, he says it's going to clear up and everything will come out that he didn't do that. So let's hope that that's true.
Well,
you know, here is one – go ahead.
No, here's my thing, and we certainly don't have time to get into all the controversial part of eligibility, but here's my thing. You're a good player, and you should both sides should make their decisions by the rules. And the rules say you can't have money, you can't have houses, you can't have cars, none of that stuff. All that will come when you get into the NFL, and so hopefully the NCAA will come down hard on this if this in fact proves to be a legitimate thing. So that said, let's move on to the football games of the week: Big Ten, Iowa, and Indiana. Man, what's going on with my Hoosiers?
I don't know. They're 0-4 in the Big Ten.
Every week,
I'm in the Big Ten.
Well, they won against Arkansas. They're all 0-4 in the Big Ten. They're 4-4 over and all. Of course, we go against another big powerhouse this week, Iowa, who's 6-2 and 3-1 in the Big Ten. So, you know, I'm not worried about Iowa being a national championship, but, of course, that was pretty much hushed up. But at the beginning of the year, a lot of people thought Iowa had a good chance of being a Big Ten championship, but, you know. So what's going on with you, buddy? You get to meet the fate of Northwestern, who we played last week. You played your Penn State Nittany Lions. Get to meet another team that could very well surprise them this week.
Well, Penn State right now is coming off a win that nobody expected them to have. With coming up and beating Michigan, that was, if you talk to the so-called experts and you talk about who's supposed to win and who's not supposed to, Penn State was supposed to lose to Michigan. So right now they're pretty pumped up, excited about that. So, you know, as a Penn State fan, of course, I'm hoping that carries over when they play Northwestern. Northwestern's a good team, so if Penn State pulls it off, their quarterback's going to have another game like he had last week. As much of a Penn State fan as I am, I don't think it's going to happen.
I totally agree. And I think one of the Big Ten games of the week that we really got to take a look at, which is really going to be a real battle, is Wisconsin and Purdue. And Wisconsin goes in to this game with 3-1 in the Big Ten, and Purdue and 2-2 in the Big Ten. And Wisconsin, you know, was on the bye last week, and they come in better shape, better than ever, and to have a very good competitive game against Purdue. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with that game. That's going to be a real football game this week up there at Rossi Stadium in West Lafayette, and I really think that we'll see a Purdue game and a Wisconsin game, and this will be a battle that I think Wisconsin will prevail in the end, but this will be the battle. Have you had a chance to look at that game, Kevin?
I've looked at it a little bit. You know, I know Wisconsin's ranked number 9 in the nation, but, you know, if Purdue could play their football and not worry about Wisconsin's football but play their own, I think it's going to be a close game. I don't see Wisconsin blowing Purdue out. But Purdue's also had some games where Wisconsin, if they play their game, can blow Purdue out. So which Purdue team shows up is going to be whether it's a good game or not. Wisconsin's going to show up and they're going to play well. The question is which Purdue team will be there.
No, I absolutely agree. And I wish that I had had more time to break down some of these games. It's been a busy week with me.
And again, we apologize for the delay. We had a little technical problems again with the switchboard. Tom and I are learning this switchboard and trying to make sure we get all the bugs worked out. So again, we apologize for anything that's going on. I'm going to go ahead and you're there, Tom.
I am back. Every week it's something different, but that's okay. No, all I was going to say is, Kevin, unfortunately, I lost a minute or two there, but I'm going to have to, with all my, I didn't get a chance to break that game down like I really wanted to do. I had a lot of stuff to break down with the NFL here with the Randy Moss stuff going on, and then I had a lot of stuff with Election Day and then missing a day of work. And unfortunately, when we get to the ESPN salaries that we're negotiating, Kevin, hopefully I can quit my real job.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Salaries, we'll make sure they have somebody else doing the switchboard for us.
That's right. Well, guys, I'm going to sign off here. I'm going to turn it over, the reins over to my capable and partner in crime here, who's going to break down this week in sports. I will see you next week on the Huddle, and make sure you follow the fan page on Facebook and all week long and all day long, and we'll update all the sports. Kevin and I do a pretty good job of getting it updated. So, Kevin, without further ado, the show is now yours.
Roger. You be safe and be careful out there today, brother. All right. Well, I know Tom covered a lot, you know, and with the Randy Moss issue and everything going on, you can't have NFL without some drama. So, you know, Randy Moss just decided that he wanted to be the latest one to give us that. So thank you, Randy, for giving us some stuff to talk about. We appreciate all the help you could give us. The games this week, we're looking at Tampa Bay at Atlanta. Tampa Bay should be able to pull that out. You know, that's, I'm going to go for them. Chicago at Buffalo. Chicago better win there. That's who I'm going to pick. You know, we'll see who they actually do, who wins that one. New England at Cleveland, that should be a no-brainer. If New England cannot walk out with a win, then Tom Brady needs to do a lot more than just talking with the weird hat and bad taste in clothing afterwards. New York Jets at Detroit. Of course, we go for the Jets there. Arizona at Minnesota. That's going to be a questionable game. You know, Brett Favre has injuries. They are losing a lot of receivers. And the only healthy receiver they had left was Randy Moss, and they traded him. So that's going to be a good game, and we'll see what happens there. North Carolina is hosting New Orleans. I'm going to go with New Orleans over North Carolina. Over Carolina Panthers. Miami at Baltimore. I'm going to go for the Miami win on that. San Diego at Houston. Texans should win that. However, San Diego has a pretty potent offense. When they don't decide just to sit the ball down and walk off before the play is called dead, and some of the crazy things that San Diego has done to lose. San Diego should have a lot better record than they do. I'll go with Houston for that one. New York Giants at Seattle. Of course, I'm going to go for the Giants. Kansas City at Oakland. That's going to be a good game. And it's going to boil down to the running game for me in that situation. Which team's got a more potent running game? In this game, whichever one has it, personally, I think that's who's going to take it. Indy Cummins is going to Philadelphia. You know, we got Michael Vick back. We're expected to start Jackson come back off the concussion injury. Colts have had a lot of people get hurt. Sessions has a broken hand. Gonzalez is out. Yes, Colley's coming back. I may go for Indy on that one. I mean, Philadelphia. However, Indy is definitely going to give us a challenge. Peyton Manning could orchestrate a offense, no matter who he has, whether it's starters, backups, reserves,
I mean, last weekend we had a tight end come in, I can't even say his name right, for Indianapolis, and was caught six passes his entire NFL career and goes in for a touchdown pass from Peyton Manning. So Peyton could orchestrate anything. But can he orchestrate it in Philadelphia? And Vic, whether you like him or not, Vic will definitely give Freeney and Mathis a challenge for sacks. He's not going to be able to sack them like he has some others. So that's going to be a good game. Dallas at Green Bay. You know, I don't know what to say about Dallas. They have fallen just completely apart. You know, coming into the year, Johnson said that he wanted his Cowboys to, and he thought they could, host the Super Bowl, or should I say be in the Super Bowl in their own town. To my knowledge, that would have been the first in this era. So, but as we've seen, Dallas is far, far from even thinking playoffs, let alone Super Bowl this year. Especially now that Roman's out, we got Kitna. We'll see. Pittsburgh is at Cincinnati Monday night. Of course, I'm going to go with Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers on that game.
We'll see how Texas fares out
I've got practices today. I look at 1-3 in the top of the chase to win the race. Gordon does not have the best track record at Texas. He has not won a track that he flat out wins at all the time. So it's going to come down to 1-3. In the chase, I think, to win it. I know we didn't cover much, but this will break off for a second in a little bit of baseball. Of course, we're in the off season, so there's a lot of talks about trades, so forth. One of them that hurts me is Philadelphia's talking about whether they can keep Jason Worth or not. I really hope they can. Philly needs Jason Worth. Outstanding hitter, outstanding fielder, and base stealer, as well as, I think, a really good presence inside the dugout. So if you're a Philadelphia fan like me, we're all hoping that they could definitely keep Jason Worth. So pay attention. There's a lot of good things going on right now in this world of sports. We are here, like we said, to cover everything we can. We don't want to cover one aspect. We want to talk about all sports. We want to hear from you. Email us at tbalance@ymail.com. Let us know your questions. Come in the chat room while we're on air. We want to be able to look up and we want to be able to talk about what you want also, as well as just the current news. There's a lot going on here in Indianapolis in sports. We got the Big 10 championship, almost called the Big 12, I know. Sometimes I don't know if we should call it the Big 12 when it comes to the Big 10. It's not really 10 teams anymore, so, what should it be called? They did say that they are going to keep it a Big 10, so we'll see. Thank you for joining us this week on The Balance. We look forward to next week and seeing what this sports week involves. Tune in for some great college football today, and don't forget the NFL tomorrow, and give us your questions. Until then, you have a great week from Tom and I.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.
Again, thank you for joining us on The Line. Have a great week. Keep those that we mentioned in your prayers. There's been a lot of tragedy here lately in the NFL, in college football. So keep all those people in your prayers. Until then, you have a great week. And don't forget to join Tom and I for another exciting sports week wrap-up next Saturday.